This time on Slaughterhouse Princess, Basket Case. Its mother conceived it? You won't believe it?
Chris Factor Fiction. Chris has a new side hustle. It's called a failure hole. It's a glory hole, but Chris is in the crate.
A fact.
I abstain.
Coward.
Theme it's music! True.
Welcome to Slaughterhouse Princess. I'm having a glorious
You're hole. In a failure hole!
I'm Chris.
I'm Horse Lanta. Ah,
and
oh
I'm
god,
Troy.
It's Troy! He's not on the screen.
I'm here!
It's Meat Troy.
Meat yes. Troy.
And we also have...
Meat Matt!
I'm Matt.
Matt the Meat.
Also in the meat space.
Yeah, he's a hot doggy.
Yeah.
We're all meated up.
It's a meat fest here, folks.
Great. That's
legally distinct from Sausage Fest.
Yeah.
Yes. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
Just meat, no sausage.
No Wait. Seth Rogen here.
All meat, no is.
All meat, no is.
And greetings from a Slaughterhouse Princess Con.
Dun dun dun.
In fucking Ohio.
Oh, we're not giving out the actual address on this one?
No. <It's> no. Nope.
Should I do it 35 times so Chris has to lose
please,
a whole day?
Please do.
Beeping
I don't
me
have
out
anything better to do.
Him, which is way worse for him than me doing it to me. That would just to be nice, but fuck that guy.
That was your fucking one.
Shut up,
so
Wentwood.
Next time people open up credit cards in your fucking name. Huh? So we're clear.
Well, I mean, you might not need a Target card now.
Hey, maybe the wait. Right people will open. Maybe it will improve my credit score.
Yeah, wait, you that's think true. You'll be They'll able to open up credit
That's true. Yeah. You could really only improve my credit score, so.
Please don't take my nothing.
Let's see, half of nothing is.
Yeah. And astute listeners will notice we did not do Near Dark last week because we
true.
Didn't have an episode last week. And surprise, we're doing Basket Case, as suggested by Chris.
I suggested it.
Yeah.
It sure is a movie.
Yep.
It sure is.
It's a series of moving pictures.
In a bizarre aspect ratio.
Yeah, that is weird.
4:3.
So how does the movie start, Chris?
Yeah, the movie film.
This guy
he
knows.
Knows.
How this
he knows.
Don't worry, I'll remember.
I'll just go home. Know. I'm not needed here. Come on, Wetwood, read your book.
I'm just so glad that you said it out loud because we've all been thinking it for a long time.
What, Wetwood?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I went
that's
to bed
from
thinking
your
about
wife,
Wetwood.
Chris.
Yep.
That's yeah.
That's her contribution to the podcast.
That's damning.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mrs. R. You're a good lady.
Mrs. Christabel Aloysius Reynolds III, DDS Esquire.
The,
Mrs. R. for sure.
The FedEx person is like, I can't fit all this on the thing when I sent you the last thing. And I'm like, it's fine. It'll get to him.
You mash it all together, cut off what you need to, it'll get the point across.
You look legitimately concerned, and this is very stupid. Don't worry.
There you go, Mr. Christalis Westkire.
Well, that was like when I sent you the tapestry, I put like Christabel Aloysius Reynolds, and I think your wife got it. It was like, I think this is for you.
Probably for you.
This sounds like some idiot friend of yours.
It's not
it
ticking,
not
it's probably
me.
Fine.
Anyway, we start off in
house.
Okay, thank you.
He's doing it, guys. He's saying the thing.
It's good this is degenerated almost immediately.
Hey, pack it in. Let's go with the narrative here, Chris.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
Come on now.
We don't want to lose the air of professionalism we've become known for.
Is that what that
Which
is?
Which is what we're doing just right now.
Is
so
that
if
what
we
I
can
smell?
Please. Please.
Oh, no, that's actually
no, that's,
something totally different.
Oh, okay.
Stank is what we call it.
Speaking of stank, I'm going to try a shot of this mezcal.
Have fun. It's vintage.
15 years old,
yeah,
I think.
15-year-old bottle
oh,
of mezcal.
Oh, God, that's a full shot, too, bro.
All right, let's go.
All right. For science.
In a tiny red Solo cup.
Yeah.
Which makes it better somehow.
He didn't want to drink that old sticky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Have you ever seen... Here, here. Yeah, grab old Sticky. Show Mr. Mad
old. You old Sticky.
Here's old Sticky.
That is the shot glass that all the... You didn't spin the wheel, Chris.
All the shots.
I didn't spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
You get a shot of old
Sticky. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel.
Get the flash on so you can really see the stick.
That's the shot glass they've never washed?
No, not one time.
I mean, the alcohol will kill it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling myself when I become violently ill.
You can really see the stick.
Put it in the Patreon.
Oh, God. When you put the flash on it, that is...
I'm putting the tight fucking screenshot on the Patreon.
Yes.
Give it that collagen lip filter.
It was probably why our health is so healthy.
Yeah. Full of health.
So if anybody wants to recommend an episode, let's not start with this one.
Probably not.
That's.
I recommend you reading your fucking book.
I didn't taste any pepper.
Before
Chris.
I have to
I'm
come across the couch.
Oh, I'm in the way of that.
Yeah, well.
In the way involved, I mean, it's really a matter of.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Aim. Read your book. Come on, stop me. I don't like this.
He's spinning the wheel.
I'm spinning the wheel.
Yeah, he's got to spin the wheel.
We're going to drink out of the sex bottle?
If the wheel tells us we are.
No, yeah. It's fine. Don't say It's fine. It's just a sex bottle.
Did you add Malort to the wheel, Chris?
I am, because I hate everybody in this room.
Now I'm in the mood to do it now, so that sucks even more for me.
Three shots of Malort, it's coming right up. and then, like, back up.
Yeah.
Wheel has been spunt.
Spun, spin the wheel. Spin the wheel.
Why isn't spunt a word that's fun to say?
It's because it's good, not. Actually, yeah. It's just not.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
I was asking everyone except for you.
Oh, that tracks.
You should have knew.
Did they put you in the special teams classes in school?
Like a punter?
Yeah.
It's fun. I only did kickoff returns.
It's a juke. Special ed, special teams, same thing.
Okay.
Okay, the wheel is spinning, and the wheel says lip
service. Oh, sex bottle.
Sex bottle it is.
Service. Oh, that's this one?
How'd you guess? Yes, that's the sex bottle.
Oh, those guys, they make good stuff.
You can tell because of the sex bottle.
It looks like Prince got a lip tattoo.
I got a lip tattoo like that.
Yeah, but you're not Prince.
No, it's true.
Show the old sex bottle.
You're a lot of things, but you, sir, no Prince.
That's true. Of all the things that I am, that is not one.
Gotta have the
though you are from Minnesota.
That's true, which is about as close as anyone gets.
Yeah, the Bean Prince.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Here. Grab a little Sticky.
Yeah, take one down, pass it around. For your own.
Yes, sir.
It's interesting to watch pre-regret.
I'm so happy it wasn't Malort. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm leaving the Malort that I brought here, so I'm sure it will come up at some point.
You have so much Malort. Like, I think if you poured those bottles into my bottle, you'd have a good half bottle of Malort.
It is an irresponsible amount of Malort in my house right now.
It's unsettling.
Any amount is an irresponsible amount of Malort.
There's no good amount.
Man, I really don't like this stuff.
Go. Do it. Do it. What is the
lip? Yeah, what are you going to do? Run into a tree later?
Drink like a freshman.
Fucking gross.
What is the lip service, Chris, for our listeners?
It is a rye whiskey.
Nasty as fuck. Yeah.
Should I try sipping it?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I should just let it linger gently upon my lips.
Do you have to?
I'm afraid we might be out.
Do you have to let
it linger? Oh, no. Do I not get any?
Here, you can have it.
Oh, God.
See, and that's how you learn when to speak.
Yeah. This is your fault at the moment.
I got a little Sticky.
Coward.
It still sucks.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Here. I'll take the rest.
There's nothing in there.
Right out of the bottle. No, there is.
Okay.
It's just sex dust. He's lying to you.
That's my favorite Beck song.
You want to defy the logic of all
sex dust.
It's
an early B-side from that DGC Rarities album. Yeah.
I have spilled half of the old Sticky on the floor at this point.
It's fine.
I mean,
before, like,
it's on brand for Sticky.
Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah. That's not that bad.
It's more than I would have wanted.
Flavor damn.
Here's the cork, Chris.
It's a big country.
I mean, you don't have napkins here, but do you have napkins here?
There's a
You're
rolling
wearing pants, man. What do you need napkins for?
Pants is napkins.
These pants have to last me 2 more days.
On the tool tool chest.
The tool chest. I see some paper towels.
You and I perceive how long you can wear pants differently.
I mean, I'm not on my first week of wearing these pants.
Okay, there we go.
So yeah, we watched...
we watched Basket Case. So we're in a house, right?
We are in a house, yeah.
Okay, I mean in the film.
Presumably. Well, are we? Yes, because there's a guy.
Yeah, he's got glasses.
He's got raccoons in his
attic. Yeah, I like glasses guy. He was real nervous.
Yeah.
He was a nervous purvis.
And he's having a little panic attack on account of the,
racket?
Yeah.
The ruckus?
Yeah.
Could you describe?
Chris, could you describe the ruckus for us?
I did once, and I will never do it again.
Could you bring the motherfucking ruckus?
Ooh. Oh. Oh my, I wasn't ready for that. No, also no.
Oh, shut up. Read your book, stupid.
There's the horse. There's the decades of contempt that's been building up. I've been waiting for
the horse is back in the saddle again.
That's like horse cannibalism, kind of, right?
Yep.
Like
horseibalism.
What do you think a saddle's for?
I don't know. Eating
to facilitate horses.
There's
eating
good eating
horses.
On that saddle. What? It's weird. I never make it home.
It's my eating saddle.
What are the
we do things a little
for?
Different down here in Ohio.
Yeah, I was a
tarnation.
A Southerner's down here in Ohio.
Listen,
calm
it's not my fault
it.
That I thought your drunken slurring was drunken drawl. It's much the same.
Yeah.
The
book.
Raccoons. I was waiting for the ruckus. I said,
raccoon books.
You said no to both ruckuses.
Like Ranger Rick?
Don't lie, Chris.
I haven't read Ranger Rick and Agent. Ranger Rick and
Agent. I mean, it would be weird if you had.
Yeah, because the kids' magazine, but yeah.
So anyway, there's a house, there's ruckus, etc. Describe what have you.
Brought, described.
The guy is freaked out. He gets his classic desk gun. Is anybody with a typewriter in the 80s had a desk gun?
It was
and it was in like a little holster thing, too. Like, it wasn't just
lying loose
in there.
We got the Chandler special where you get a typewriter, a desk gun, and a half bottle of whiskey.
And a pair of legs.
It was a danger.
Gams.
For powerful
whiskey. Yes, for gams.
And somebody cuts the, quote, phone cord, end quote, as he's calling the local constables.
Well, Chris, you do know that phones used to be on cords, right?
Yeah, but that was definitely not a phone cord.
But he said, shut up.
I guess you got me on that one.
Yeah. I got you on the technical.
Yeah.
Check and mate.
I win this round.
It's a lot like when you let your kid win at Mario Kart.
Yeah, like, same idea.
Yeah, you won, buddy.
Yes.
Yay!
Let them win.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not that blue shell that did it.
Oh, God. I played Mario Kart once and got my ass handed to me by a 12-year-old.
It sounds like the Mario Kart experience.
Yeah.
I played a fair amount. I did pretty good on the DS.
Nah.
Rolled.
It's but- true.
Anyway, gun guy gets got. And by gets got, I mean gets ripped in half.
Yep.
From an unseen assailant, I think, at that point?
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Yeah, it's a mystery.
It was from that, that complicated fucking rotary saw tramp that was set up.
No,
that's later.
Wow, how did you just jump 87 minutes
because I'm so sorry, Chris. Oh, my God.
Good, I'm glad.
You said he got cut in half, so I thought it was the thing.
I said ripped in half.
No, this is a horizontal half, not a vertical half.
This is like ripped in half like a wet napkin. It's a different kind of
rough.
Half.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are here to see how I'm treated.
Yeah. If there's anyone in this podcast who's fucking put upon by the rest of us, it's definitely you who has the hard time.
I didn't want to say it, but I spent the time and expense to come out here as more of a wellness check than anything else.
Yeah, it's
there are concerned parties involved.
It's funded by the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
Get back in your failure box.
Yeah, your imagination chamber.
Yes, yes.
So many weird deep cuts are happening all at once. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So then we cut to present day, and by present day, I'd be 1982.
Yep.
Yeah.
Times Square.
And the cool Times Square, not like the Total Request live-ass Times Square.
There's no naked cowboy in this one.
I mean, Kiki wouldn't know what to do in Times Square.
That's a weird poll, but I get it. Which says more about me than you, I guess. And we meet up with...
Ian has need for shitbox. Sorry, go ahead.
Protagonist.
Yeah.
Who would like to name the protagonist, as is tradition?
Matt Stone.
Yeah, that works.
I like Matt Stone.
The hair checks out.
Yeah.
Matt Stone is wandering around...
With his basket.
With his basket. His
picnic basket.
Picnic basket.
Yes. You gotta wonder, does he have a case of basket or a basket of cases?
Why would you... No. Just no.
Yeah.
I won't even justify anything further.
Hell yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame. Hell yeah.
Shame. Shame.
Oh no.
Bluebirds, patriotism.
I'm not reading this dribble.
I was thinking more like the bell from Game of Thrones.
The shame walk, the Cersei thing that Holly Clever got in trouble for at conversions from people.
Yeah. The stone of shame and the stone of triumph.
Yes.
The paddling of the swollen ass.
Yeah. No, the stone of skiing.
What?
Yeah, no, in Scotland. So there's a stone in Scotland called the Stone of Skene. It's spelled scone, but it's pronounced skoon.
Is it delicious, kind of?
And apparently when the king or queen of Britain is crowned, they have the stone. There's a slot in the underneath the throne for the scone. The stone of Skene. It's spelled Stoneofscone.
That doesn't sound right.
Stone, scone. No, it's the Sean Bean of stones.
What?
Or Sean Bean. It's the same Bean. Sean Bon.
What?
Of stone.
Are you alright?
Of Joe. Troy's just having a stroke. No.
There's no toast. There is no toast.
It tastes like almonds.
No, no, the stone slides underneath the throne of the monarch of the United Kingdom.
You're thinking of a chamber pot.
No. No. It is the part.
I pissed on this rock.
Yeah, we've done that a lot more.
That's the Blarney Stone.
You puked under a rock.
Yeah.
No, I puked and the rock was thrown into the...
It became under a rock.
Yeah.
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 But no, Stone of Scone or Stone of Skene, whichever you prefer. Sean Bond, Sheen Bean.
Jovi.
I gotta say, it's amazing how quick the shit spirals out of control when we're all in the same room. I thought it was bad normally.
Well, without the hesitation of wondering if you're cutting off someone that's coming across an internet connection, the shit gets wild fast.
Now I know I'm cutting people off.
He's trying to. God damn it, is he trying to.
Yeah. Alright, so the guy gets hit with a rock. What?
Wait, someone got hit with a rock.
Why did we start talking about this stone?
No, we hit a guy with a rock, remember?
Wait, no, I think we're in Times Square.
Right, Times Square.
Second base.
Naked cowboy.
Naked cowboy, Times Square. Got it. We're back in it, boys.
Yeah. All right, now read your book,
and ladies.
Niagara Falls.
And anything in between?
Yeah.
And outside of?
Shit heel.
So, our protagonist, was it Trey Parker or Matt Stone? I don't remember.
Trey Stone.
Trey Stone.
So Matt Stone takes his picnic basket.
Yeah.
to meet up with legally distinct.
No, Timu. Timu Bob Haskins.
Timu Bob Haskins.
Hoskins?
I do have to applaud you.
No, it's Timu, so it's Haskins.
Right. Legally distinct Haskins.
You did properly pronounce picnic, so I suppose
we can let one slide. Receive
Bob Haskins, some actor Bob Haskins. For use in Homer Office. And he goes to the hotel,
California.
Yeah.
Brolin. Hotel Brolin.
It's the Hotel Brolin.
Brolin. What?
You can get a room by the hour of the day or the year of the week. Just give him a goddamn time frame. Yeah. And he will charge you an exorbitant amount for 1982.
And yet, he's the only guy in that building that when Duder flashes his gangster role, doesn't get hard.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, I'm going to steal that money. And he's like, hey, leave him alone. Yeah. And I'm like, you are because
that guy sleeps
a
on a giant pile of $20 bills.
He doesn't sleep.
It's less comfortable than you think.
He's sitting on one back there.
He has a giant roll, but what bothers me the most is that the dollar amounts are not in order. It's like a 1 and a 5 and a 50 and a 100 and a 100.
It's almost all 20s. And then when they cut to it later, it's spoilers, like it's all 50s.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
They never explain why he has all that money either, do they?
Trust fund?
He invested in basket monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got it on the ground floor. Basket Monster.
Basket Monsters Inc. were the Pokemon of the 80s.
Yeah.
Back in my day, yeah. we had Basket Monsters. We were thankful.
Walking around fucking church parking lots with our cell phones. Well, you know, we had monsters in a fucking basket.
What was that website in the late 90s? That
Easy
had?
Now.
Pornhub.
No. God damn it.
Rotten.com.
Huh? No, that had the little like creatures you could like.
FileKB.net.
What?
No, there's pets.
What? No, are you talking about like Tamagotchis?
Neopets.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, you got it on the Neopets ground floor.
Yeah.
You got your little chinchilla rats and you had to keep them alive with a watch battery or something.
And give them dust baths.
Yeah.
Chris likes a good dust bath.
That's what you had. Chinchillas literally need dust baths.
I had a friend that had a chinchilla.
If you get a chinchilla too wet, it will rot and die.
I mean, I like a dust bath if we mean PCP.
Huh. Yeah.
No, spice.
No, it's definitely PCP.
Chris likes to roll around
the couch. I know the goddamn difference. I haven't made it to this point of prominence in my life without knowing what PCP is.
Yeah, Chris goes to Florida to get death bass from Stitches.
See, I was thinking Dune, not Florida.
Well, you put that's bricks your first in his mistake. Face. Yeah. One of those you can visit more easily.
I feel like I feel like Dune's a better choice than Florida.
Yes, everything's a better choice
than Florida. Do you want PCP or not? Because I guess that's really the deciding factor.
No, except for PCP.
I want to be able to bend space and time using worm poop.
Okay, so we're talking about PCP again.
No, I don't think that's Florida.
That is Dune!
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that argument.
I've read 4 or 5 Dune books at this point.
Oh, look at you. Well, I'm on a lot of PCP right now.
If you haven't tried to fuck a stop sign, you're not on PCP.
Yeah.
So I'm on PCP right now.
Go ahead. Well, if you're not trying it and you're doing it, does that change anything?
What?
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 What have you dipped in formaldehyde, Horse Lanta?
What haven't I is a shorter conversation.
Okay, good.
On advice from my lawyer.
My left eye is the only thing I haven't dunked in formaldehyde, specifically my left eye.
As your attorney, I advise you to talk about whatever
you dunked. Well, yeah, today, I mean, I didn't think, I figured that was a given.
Wait, so are we doing more PCP or not? I'm confused.
No, it's formaldehyde day, stupid. Don't you know anything?
I don't think we can do any more. We can only do less.
That's true.
How do you undo PCP?
With quick, let me PCP?
Get that boy some milk.
PCP works like losing a tooth.
Wait, ultraviolet?
Add milk and it becomes okay.
Wait, are we up some ultraviolence now?
A little bit.
Did you say punch Chris?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I did.
I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to our least listened episode ever.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
This is Inside Joke, the podcast.
Yeah. It's some real inside baseball shit we got going right now. If you were here for the last 36 hours, it'd be funnier.
This would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I mean, not funnier, but you would at least get it.
Yeah.
I mean, not get it, but you would understand.
Yeah.
You'd sympathize.
Yeah.
But not care.
Yeah. No. Never care.
Never care.
Never care.
That's my number one life lesson. Never care. But what did never care?
We are super, 8 minutes into this.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you know, if you would pause and get your shit together for just,
right,
a,
yeah,
just,
right.
a, just a half a
read
second.
Read your book!
So Matt Stone gets a hotel room.
Yeah. From Bob Haskins.
For Bob Haskins. Legally distinct.
Bob Hopkins?
No. Haskins.
No, Haskins.
Bob Hopscotch.
Brosling. You try to get us sued?
Shinning.
I'm a lawyer, but a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean, technically everyone's a bad lawyer. If you try hard enough.
And then what happens?
He gets a room.
Mm-hmm.
There's a basket.
And everyone... Well, he pulls out like a fucking roll of non-denominational bills.
They just go to a church. It's not...
They're not picky.
They don't pick... Yeah. It's not one particular
it's
kind of Jesus.
It's someone we trust.
It's just all the Jesuses.
Yeah. It's our Jesus.
And,
it's not the one.
G
it's
just, God we trust.
And the guy who is drinks a lot of money, drinks a lot of alcohol, is like, hey, did you see all that money?
The lesser known Jesus. Jesus Smith.
Yeah. I think you mean Jesus.
Yeah.
No, it's Jesus.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we've trapped Chris.
I'm stuck. This is never going to work.
Suck it, nerd. You're going to run there. You're going to die.
I'm going to run right into this. Oh, that is definitely showing up.
Yep. Here, hold on. Let me just run the electric thing near it so no one can compare.
Put it on your nose.
No, put it on your nose.
No, please don't. I don't like it. Put it on your nose.
No, I'm not a dumbass.
Oh.
Yet. The power of yet.
Yeah, I'll try harder.
Get you a couple of them Malorts, then put it on your nose.
Yeah. Why would I put Malort on my nose?
It's probably not the better Malort, than putting
you drink
in your
the
mouth.
Malort dog, and then you put the electric shock bad thing on your face.
What if I snort the Malort and then drink the electricity?
Electricity?
Okay, yeah. That's fair. I'll take that.
Two beers and a shot.
You drink your no electrofizzy. One electrofizzy, please.
There is just a fucking haze of smoke in this garage.
It's from the smoking.
Good for the lungs. Yep. Let's know who's boss.
Who needs lungs?
See, Troy, you're having a cigarette with us.
Yeah.
You don't even want one, but you're having it.
Oh, God. Everything about this is terrible.
That was scary as fuck.
Yeah. So I covered the noise with all the other noise.
Hey, Chris, calm down. Read your book.
This time on Slaughterhouse Princess.
Chris Factor.
Basket. Oh, are we starting over? Or are we just...
Dave Christian never told us how to start.
It's true.
He's losing so much fucking fun.
He had zero fun this weekend.
Yep, sorry, bud.
Yeah.
And Canadian fun is way more fun than American fun.
We're operating at a fun deficit.
Yeah, I mean...
It's hard times with inflation.
Okay, so we're 17 minutes into the movie.
Yeah. So, fucking Matt Stone has a hotel room. Yeah.
Trey Stone.
Yeah, Trey Stone
Matt
has a hotel room.
Stone and
Matt Parker has a hotel room.
Yeah, so Eric Cartman's got a hotel room now.
Parker Stone.
Beefcake! And my bread is in the basket! That was my Cartman, it's fucking awful. It's
your butters is terrible.
Wait till you hear my David Lynch. It's incredibly off-putting.
Would you like to elaborate upon that, Chris?
Absolutely not.
It's probably best.
We get a little more PCP going, I'll do all kinds of shit. But...
I hear Best Case is your most religious of movies, Chris.
It's a moving experience.
I have a shrine, but I don't know if it's religious in nature necessarily.
I don't know. That's that whole David Lynch meme thing.
Four-way power? That sounds questionable. All right, well, we met yesterday, but now we're about to get to know each other.
You heard the man, I guess.
The rest of the podcast, just belt buckles hitting the floor.
And, like, wet slapping sounds.
Wet wood slapping sounds.
You have to check out the rest on our OnlyFans.
Never any fans.
Please don't.
.com.
Nofans.org.
On our thisisrough.edu.
Where's the lube.co.uk?
Yowza.
Oh. Okay.
So we're 18 minutes
into
the movie.
So the picnic basket is in the hotel room with Trey Stone.
Uh huh.
Yes. Was Yogi Bear going to swipe it?
Presumably.
Oh, we're never getting through this.
I mean, we're only 17 hours into this episode. I don't know why people think we're not going to make it through.
But this movie's also like 15 minutes of talking about the actual plot and what happens in the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty A to B.
So, yeah, like, A to B to C to Q.
Thank God movies aren't art.
Watch, I'll do it all right now. Guy, there's a room, there's a thing, there's a guy, there's a killing, there's some lady, the guy, a thing, killing, 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 guy, thing, end.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
You forgot the dong.
Dong.
Oh, that's
next
right.
Time.
We do get some dong in this one.
Yeah.
Dong.
What are podcasts think about
and
movies?
And someone boops a nipple.
Yes. Yeah,
no, that was actually me. It was seamless, but...
It was.
Anyway, so Trey Stone has a basket in a hotel room, and then...
He fills it full of hamburgers.
He looks up...
Well, the first one he gives it to it all delicate, like meat, bun, and then he just dumps the fucking
foil in a
second basket full of foil-wrapped hamburgers.
Like into 26 of them.
A thing. Yeah, and it's a lot, too.
See, what he should have done is gotten some B-dubs, gotten some wings with teriyaki and garlic parmesan, and
every
just mix them together.
That, it's the worst idea.
It is bad.
It's pink and smells like the worst fart.
I still wish Horace Lanto, you'd been working at B-Dubs when I had shown up week. And I would have been like, I want one wing of every type and then one wing of every combination.
Nope. Ship sailed, but we ain't going to have the...
I understand. Instead, I got to eat your buns. That was great.
Yikes. We really got to know each other after
that
we met.
That motherfucker's been saving that for like over a day.
We're really earning that explicit tag on this one.
I mean, I didn't sing the national anthem or anything.
Troy was driving from Virginia. I'm going to eat his bun. Note to self.
Poor wife is like, you've been saying that for 2 hours.
Stop saying eat his buns. I asked you that for the last 6 hours.
But without the buns, you don't want none.
I got to practice.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Would you and only you stop digressing quite so much and move forward with
the
movie?
I so will accept my role.
Run this episode for the love of God, because...
You're right.
You're never getting home.
You're the worst.
As the producer slash editor slash director slash lawyer slash dentist of the podcast.
Hey, I drove all the way here.
You son of a bitch.
You drove all the way here. Yeah.
I traveled all the way here so that I can include Matt in this bullshit. Yeah.
This is the Garage California. You can check in, but you can leave, but you can never check out.
It's a Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Oh, man, this is the worst of all possible futures.
California.
Welcome to the worst timeline.
Yeah. Oh, Chris, welcome please. To our podcast.
Chris. Thanos was
Chris.
Right.
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
I'm sorry, yes.
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
Uh-huh.
Get it together.
That was totally worth stopping everything.
Read your book.
Book you read. Come on now.
Okay. You're right, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. This is amateur hour. Bullshit.
Apology declined. Read your book.
All right. Once more from the top.
Was a morva. So was a morva.
Was a morva from the top.
Two beers and a shot.
Two beers and one shot. That's it. No more, no less. My consonants are slurring pretty good.
Wore them off. Yes.
Are we going to form another puke rock tonight, Chris?
Oh, no.
The real puke rock is in your heart.
If I pick him up and shake him hard enough, I will.
Friends we made along the way.
I kind of want to do that now.
Anyway. Okay, so let's fast track through like 20 minutes of this to try to get goddamn something accomplished.
Fair enough. Kablamo.
So there's a cougar.
Yeah, so Eric Cartman... That's what I'm calling him now. Shut up.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a basket. He feeds it a bunch of hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Rubble.
There's a ruckus. Pink robe guy is my personal hero and role model.
Yeah, robe guy steals every scene he's in.
He's got sick-ass striped socks that are pulled up. Yeah. Beautiful.
That guy's chill as hell.
He's our lord and savior.
Yeah.
I like pink robe.
Praise be.
We all agree. Look at that.
Yeah.
It turns out that Eric Cartman is looking for some doctor guy.
Dr. Beefcake?
Too. Dr. Needleham.
Yeah, Dr. Needleham.
Esquire.
Yep. He's also
Which
a lawyer.
Weirdly is a name we didn't have to make up. It is just that on the nose.
No, yeah, it literally Dr. is the Needleham. Name of the character in the movie.
Yeah.
He heads to a Dr. Needleham's office, makes eyes at the secretary, who's somewhere between 22 and 47.
Yeah.
And checks in with a pseudidiludinim.
Well, and is most probably second. Wearing a wig?
Yeah,
I'm going to say 70% likely.
Yeah.
It's not a good time for hair, but it's also probably a wig.
I mean, I think we might need Felicia Day and Tom Lank to weigh in on this. They have a podcast about wigs.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, it's called Undressing, and they talk about The Witcher and Bridgerton, but mostly they talk about their ailments and wigs.
Huh.
So check that out, listeners.
Yep, turns out there's a podcast for every kink.
Wigs.
We found Troy's.
Hey, Felicia Day and I share a birthday. She is exactly 1 year younger than I am.
That's depressing.
Which makes you feel bad.
How far you failed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I don't know. I've been on TV, I've written some books, done audio book reading, but then, and then there's I who just crunch numbers on spreadsheets. Congratulations, me.
Yeah, but you got all that podcast fame.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, Doctor is the guy we learned that is one of the people involved in separating Eric Cartman from his conjoined
Kyle
meatball
okay.
brother that was stuck to his, like, side of his ribs.
Geodude. His
yeah.
Geodude.
Yeah, yeah.
His brother's his Siamese Geodude. Geodude.
Yeah.
And they use Siamese twin in the movie. I'm not
because the movie's
racist.
From the 80s.
Yeah.
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 Although they do make a joke about how he doesn't look Oriental.
Which is also worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't they both say it at the same time?
Yeah, as though that's like part of their meet cute.
Yeah. Also, yeah. my wife and mother are gonna eat Thai food tonight.
Sick.
So, yeah.
So you can recreate something equally awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's the revengeing begins with Dr. Needleman in earnest.
Yeah. Ernest, cool. Dr. Ernest Needleman?
Dr. Ernest Needleman, P.I.
Yeah. They get their swift vengeance, and by swift I mean eventually.
Yeah.
Because they leave.
Like, in his hallway, it looks like a TARDIS.
Oh, yeah, everything's that weird dark blue, and he's got that fire hose for trouble.
And, like, the white windows with, like, the proper number of... like, divisions between them.
From the windows to the wall?
Yeah, skeet, skeet.
Hmm.
God damn.
You need more PCP.
Brother, I thought nobody was going to bring it up.
What? But, he's not the one that gets the scalpels in the face. That's the...
That's the
veterinarian.
The cutting scalpels.
That's a cleavage. The veterinarian...
The tinfoil scalpels.
Dr. Cleavage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this guy just gets, like, mauled.
He gets bisected.
Is this guy... Yeah.
He's
yeah,
also yeah, bisected.
Yeah. There's a lot of bisection.
Well, no, horizontally.
First, they don't bisect him immediately.
No.
He sets up a date. Eric Cartman sets up a date
with
the
Goldie
Statue
Hawn,
of Liberty.
With Goldie Hawn.
Victoria Jackson slash Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, Goldie
Victoria Hawn. Boner Jinx.
You got to be in the middle of your first boner jinx, too. Look at that.
Who says this is my first boner jinx?
A couch coming and a boner jinx.
We still haven't figured out how to buy each other a Coke.
Oh, you got to walk to the store?
Oh, okay.
I got some PCP. Does that help?
No. And PCP never helps.
Nothing you have helps, Chris.
Oh, it's hurtful but true.
Accuracy.
Yeah.
Just because it's true doesn't mean it doesn't hurt my feelings.
Read your book.
Hold on. The intern has posed a question.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an important one.
Yeah.
Before you there.
But before you there, it has to be asked which one of you is Slayer.
I'm Slayer.
Which one's Megadeth? Which one's Metallica?
God damn it. I'm Metallica because I'm the most basic.
So these what, Megadeth and Anthrax? I'll take Anthrax because I like Scott Ian. That dude's funny. Yeah.
I have Slayer.
I feel like he makes a good talking head on VH1.
So if Force Lanza is Slayer, I am Metallica, and Matt is Anthrax, that makes Chris Megadeth.
That tracks. I'm pretty sure Dave Mustaine was on PCB at some point.
That sounds right. Accidentally, if nothing else.
Hey, only one person here has accidentally smoked crack.
It was Chris. Chris accidentally smoked crack one time, man.
One
you know
time,
that?
You accidentally smoked crack, and everybody makes a goddamn federal case about it.
I make a goddamn federal case about it. No one else does except for me.
Yeah, weirdly, that's not the only person I know that has a story like that.
Chris. Do your fucking work, bro. Come on now.
Yeah. Read your book.
Answer the man. You have to tell him so he'll know what of the...
It's pretty evident.
No.
Do you expect him to understand the process of elimination?
Yeah.
He is Canadian.
Yeah, they got their checks. No, they use the metric system. They don't understand our process of elimination.
Yeah, no, I mean... Because I think they use,
maple syrup.
We're using the, imperial process of elimination, so they get mixed up.
I thought we used freedom units.
Yeah, we do. It's all eagle screeches that we're here in handguns.
I use Scud missile units. Tell your fucking Megadeth so we can get on with your nonsense that you're interrupting.
Okay, fair enough.
It will make sense later.
Perfect.
Yeah, or it will make sense earlier. Now.
Because
it'll time's not linear.
Yeah. God damn it, I'm a flat circle.
And just make sure if whatever you ask him is and you follow up, just don't.
Never ask questions on the internet.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, don't Google it.
Read your book though. You know.
So Needleman gets killed.
Yeah.
And then is that when he has the date with the secretary and he goes to Statue of Liberty and shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Big teeth.
But then the meatball brother starts freaking out. I can't remember why.
Geodude starts killing people.
And that makes him ruin his date and run off.
Yep. He was doing his screaming.
Whoa, I think we forgot.
We missed the theater.
Yeah, he's in the theater. We also forgot to mention that they're connected psychically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, whenever whenever he gets a boner, Geodude feels it.
He's mad.
He gets really mad.
Cartman and Geodude share a psychic link, and they can talk to each other psychically, even though Cartman speaks out loud the entire fucking time.
It's like when you're typing. You have to say it out loud.
Yes.
Right. Or when you're asking Christian about something and all that mess that I do.
It's weird. It's like the thing I just said, and then you said it again.
Oh, my God, would you shut the fuck up?
So, Horse Lantern, are you pulling a cigarette out of the ashtray and lighting it because there's some left?
Because I saved this half a cigarette from minutes ago.
Okay.
I didn't want this half of one 5 minutes ago, but I do now.
I'm on PCP, and even I think that's a little far.
Yeah. I mean, that one there, it's still got like a good like inch and a half on it. You want to light that one up too?
No, I wasn't saving that one on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Smoking police? I didn't know. I was going to be corrected on my
smoking. This is Joe Biden's America.
Thanks, Obama.
So, Statue of Liberty...
freak out.
Yeah, Psychobilly freak out.
Boner jinx!
Oh no, we boner jinxed to boner jinx. We're all gonna die now. No,
it's bonerception.
Boner docking.
Oh, no. I mean, that's just fun.
Okay.
We're all...
It can get worse from there.
Terrible people.
Or better.
True.
Right, Horse Lanta?
So when does... Is this when the dinner... The fancy dinner with the vet happens?
This is a fancy restaurant.
Okay, so at some point the doctor calls the vet.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's it. Yeah.
And because he has his urgent message from 16 years ago.
Yeah.
That's his higher-up, the vet.
He's like, remember that time we did that perfectly questionable ethical thing where we sawed off a meatball from a guy?
Yeah, and then the other doctor called me a week and a half ago and marked it urgent, and I'm just now getting to it.
But the veterinarian is like stone cold, where she's like, yeah, and you know what that is? Nothing. Nothing that ever happened to us. We don't know who that guy is. Shut up.
I need to get back to this guy who is 17 years younger than I am and is going to plow me like a fucking field.
I mean, good on you if you can get it. But
I was going to say, I think we're looking at the point where she is definitely roofying that dude.
Probably.
Yeah, she's going to get like...
Have some more wine?
I like it when you're drunk. She says, I'm like, oh,
yikes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, what'd she say about being attracted to his slobber specifically?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
She's gonna get hammered like a piece of, like, fucking gypsum.
Are we making drywall jokes?
Yeah, drywall jokes. Yeah, drywall, yes.
Drywall slobber.
Yeah. You throw a little KY on the drywall and you got that lady's evening.
Saw a movie like that once.
Yeah.
KY wall.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Jenna had a day like that once.
There you go.
There's an inside joke.
Yeah. But then what happens?
Who the fuck even knows at this point? Yeah. We're telling the story from eight different
times. Oh, because he goes to...
Very disjointed.
He goes to the vet lady then and says his cat is sick and in the basket.
Yes.
Yeah.
And basket cat.
Yeah, she's very... Yeah, different than porch cat.
Yeah, legally distinct from porch cat. You can pick up basket cat, you cannot pick up porch cat.
Legally distinct from porch cat and basket case.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is inside basket... It's like basket case and
Inception. It could have been a total spinoff.
Yeah.
There could have been 13
could have been a series.
Basket cat.
Stacey Dash could have been the, you know...
Cat in the basket.
And they'd recast Dr. Needleman with Lorenzo Lamas.
Yes. Fuck, I haven't thought of like Lorenzo Lamas in decades. Thanks.
I haven't thought about Lorenzo Lamas either.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy who was in The Renegade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lobo.
Bring back Sheriff Lobo.
Broke Butt Mountain.
Night Terrors, ma'am.
Really?
Cobras!
No, Cobra was that Sylvester Stallone movie with the toothpick.
They were the G.I. Joe bad guys.
A matchstick.
I think it's a matchstick.
Yeah, because it factors into Deadpool.
Yeah.
So.
Read your book!
This time on Slaughterhouse Princess.
We drink! Ends up with a bunch of tinfoil scalpels in her face that is apparently lethal.
Yeah.
Despite none of them being a lethal
weapon. Too much tinfoil.
Yeah, tinfoil scalpels to the face will kill anybody.
Legally, she died of tinfoil
probably from
poisoning.
Shame. She just felt stupid for allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
Because this movie does have that same problem that, like, a Chucky movie has, where, like, this guy's a little meatball. He's, like, a foot and a half tall. You can just kick him.
He's a Geodude.
I don't know what a Geodude is, I guess.
It's a Pokemon.
It's that little rock Pokemon.
I certainly don't know what a Geodude is.
The rock Pokemon is just like a round rock with like arms. Not just arms, but fucking buff arms.
You can describe it in as much detail as you want. I still don't know what it is.
I'll pull up a picture.
A little meaty rock guy.
Yeah. He's a meaty rock guy.
That's too late. I've noted it already.
Good.
There you go.
That's terrible.
Chris,
but it is pretty
do you still have your weird image generator thing?
Hold on, I'm looking up Geodude Rule 34.
Oh, no. Geodude.
Yeah, it's a rock with muscly arms.
Yeah, that's what that thing is.
Kind of, yeah.
Rule 34 less Geodude. That's a lot of things that aren't a Geodude.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay, I regret my decisions.
What about Geodude Rule 34?
Oh, that's not going to help. That's bad. Don't do that.
It's a fleshy Geodude.
Oh, God. Okay.
And, okay, some guy's sucking off with some other dude?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. No, this is
weird. I congratulate us on this going more off the rails than I thought it was going to go.
Mistakes
were made. This is the worst golem I've ever seen.
God damn.
Yowza.
So then anyway, what happens?
So we've killed two of the four people involved at this point.
So, yeah. To recap.
Wait, are you trying to bring this back on the rails, Matt?
I mean, I like to be able to touch the third rail from wherever I am.
Okay, good.
Just in case I want to give up.
So, at this point, there are vengeances being
wrought, extracted?
Yes.
Wrought is good. I like that.
Yeah.
I think, isn't this when he gets all hammered with the lady?
Oh, yeah, he gets hammered with the lady that doesn't work.
I like when he gets hammered with the lady.
Yeah, the belly dancer of mixed race, or...
has very wet lips.
Yeah, she's wet lips.
Her mouth was awful wet.
Yeah, the wet-lipped belly dancer.
Yeah. Who seems like the only actual human in this movie.
And she seems like a nice lady.
She seems really nice. It's like, oh, you poor thing. Like, you're actually legit.
She's like, I'm going to go get hammered at this table back here. You want
to
join me?
Be nice to this weird bumpkin.
Hell yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then they have a bunch of glasses of that are half full of water.
Yeah, who needs water?
Because they're bad at bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he drunkenly recounts the story of his youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he thinks it's hilarious to talk about his, like, hacked-off Geodude twin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which she finds less amusing than he does. Well, yeah, she gets him back to his room safe. She's nice.
And his, like, twin's name is... Belial?
Oh, yeah.
Belial.
Yeah.
You know, like, just another name for Satan.
Yeah, let's just make him evil.
Like, Baal, Lucifer, I don't know, Asmodeus.
Yeah.
Lucifer.
This is my son, Timothy, and my daughter, the
Beelzebub.
Spawn, the morning star herself.
Don't call Mags that. That's not nice.
So he dumps...
Or Jane. Which one are we talking about here?
I mean, I feel less bad if it's Jane.
Yeah. I mean, Jane's pretty sweet. I wish she could have come and performed our theme song live. So Chris, remember to put in the live Jane version of the theme song.
That's definitely going to happen.
Probably.
I'm going to remind you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Remind them for every
episode. So they don't sound like an idiot later in the podcast.
Oh, we'll have reasons to sound like idiots.
Oh, yeah. Lots of other reasons, but not that.
Do you not remember what has led up to this exact moment in this podcast? Anyway.
So, yeah. Belly dancer lady dumps him back in his room, and then he has another argument with his rock meatball.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a meatball.
Rock,
it's a rock.
So, at
like
this
that popular
point,
but it wasn't a rock.
It's a Dimitri Johnson.
Meatball.
It's a rock lobster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock meatball.
Yeah, but I don't remember what they do.
He's
drunk and he argues with his brother.
He passes out.
Oh, that's right. And then the meatball goes and assaults his girlfriend?
Well, no, he has to run through...
He assaults the lady from the bar because she's got the yellow room full of smiley faces.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He tries to assault her.
Yeah, and he tries to fails. Cop the deal.
She's
hiding under her screaming. Pillows like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. She tells him to have a nice day.
Yeah.
And then he runs off.
Or floats off, flights off, crawls off. Meatballs off.
Yeah.
Or the fuck the physics of this fucking basket guy work.
He does his little meat monster shuffle and he's out of there.
And then
it was a monster mash.
The next day, Eric Cartman brings a black and white TV, tunes it to no channel in particular.
Yeah. He's like, here, watch some TV.
Watch static.
Here. I haven't even adjusted the vertical hold, so it just keeps clicking. Yeah.
No, it's a TV tuned to a dead channel. It looks like the sky.
It's bad.
Yeah. And he goes off to have a date with the lady.
Yeah.
Or wait, does that already happened? I don't know. The important thing is he goes off and they're making out in the gross, weird way they're making out.
It's not good. It's bad.
Lots of wet mouth noises.
Sorry, Christian, I apologize in advance.
Just the Christian?
It's worse when you can see him.
Yeah. You got the better version of that, actually.
Yeah, this does work better as an audio medium.
What does that rank on the Christian LeBlanc mouth noise scale?
13.
Deep shudder.
Infinite regret.
So they have their...
Black watch plan.
Gross makeout.
Yeah. It's real gross.
Yeah. Where one of them tries to inhale the other one.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
And they have a freak out.
Psychobilly freak out?
Yeah. Yes. And the...
I won that round.
Psychobilly freak out!
The girl goes home. Eric Cartman kind of freaks out.
A psychobilly?
We see girl at her house, and she's sleeping in an inhuman position like all people do.
She sleeps like Salsa Sterling.
This is a weird deep cut.
Yeah. Chips. Like a corpse. Like fucking, like, just on her back, arms by her side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight legs.
That comfortable way every Nosferatu sleeps.
Yep. And then our protagonist is just running through New York naked, his dong flopping in the wind, which is great.
Yeah. Dong.
Dong, da dong, dong, dong.
We'd already seen that, that nice lady's undercarriage from earlier.
Yeah, smiley belly dancer lady.
Yeah.
I appreciate your going from respectful to wildly disrespectful.
What? Undercarriage can't be the most disrespectful thing.
That charming young woman's undercarriage.
We got some pube shadow.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Tool song.
Album.
Yeah.
Un keiner Eier.
Un pube shadow. That one was for me. It's okay if you don't like it.
I don't like it.
I just made an egg joke, so in German apparently.
Eggs.
Yeah, and so so he's running through New York naked with his just junk flopping in the wind.
Was that a dream sequence? I was so confused
I feel like his Geo dude was mind controlling him into doing it because when she is, quote-unquote, attacked...
It's a regular hand.
It's a regular hand.
Yeah, it's not weird.
But then it's Geodude humping on her.
Well, yeah, well, dead. Later. But so I think maybe Geodude had protagonist Cartman carry him there, naked.
In like a fever dream.
Yeah, and then so... And protagonist is like... Or Cartman's like groping her, literally boops her nipple...
Yeah.
We're not joking.
It is
literally just goes boop doop to her nipple, which was the funniest fucking shit. And then Geodude starts just like riding her crotch.
It's very Reanimator.
Yeah.
Where it's just like there's not enough body here to be doing anything of. Ugh.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's unfortunate. She does not make it through the rest of the movie.
No.
She died.
She did.
And then he gets to have. A loud argument with the picnic basket as he returns to the hotel.
As he's running through the hotel.
And he's slamming it against the wall and shit. It's very great. Evil Dead of, like, Ash fighting with his own hand.
Yeah.
He's just like this guy fighting with a basket.
Yeah, and Pink Robe.
Pink Robe gets upset.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, what's going on? This is not right.
He's second in command.
Yeah.
And then they have
Bob Haskins.
The climactic struggle. Where they somehow end up on the neon sign out front.
Yeah, they fall out the window. Geodude grabs the sign and grabs Cartman's neck.
Yeah.
And is, like, holding him up, but also choking him at the same time.
Yeah.
So I could either drop you and you die from the fall, or I could choke you to death as I hold you up from the fall.
But his tiny hands can't maintain his grip.
It's tiny hands.
It's tiny. Smell like hands. Reach for my good hand. Take my strong
strong hand.
So then they fall and die, and womp womp, they are laying in the same position in which Geodude had originally been attached.
Yep.
We've come full circle.
It's like a dramatic irony or some shit. Something I don't know. That.
It's as close as they could get in the 80s.
They died the way they lived. Dead.
Poorly.
Conjoined.
Yeah.
And that's the story of Jesus.
Back in space.
Also,
and that's why we celebrate Easter. And that's the worst recounting of the events of Basket Case you'll ever hear out loud.
I feel like that was okay.
It was terrible. The recounting was bad. The movie's okay.
There was all that filler, but there wasn't. I mean, we'll get more into the, you know, when we do our reviews.
Sawhorse Lanta, what did you think of the movie?
Pretty much told us all about it. I like Basket Case. I've seen it about 17 times now. Basket Case is awesome. Little meat monster Geodude guy looked fucking awesome. For what, 1982?
Yeah.
There's some great golden age shit. If you have any interest in good horror movies and you haven't watched Basket Case, you're doing yourself a disservice. The acting is trash. The effects are fucking goofy. But it's great. The nipple boop. I mean, you know, what other movies do we get nipple boops in? So, yeah, watch Basket Case. Lit all the way up. Twice. It's Basket Case is great.
Yeah.
Christabel Aloysius.
Oh. Yeah, Basket Case is fun. I mean, it ain't high art, but it's a good time.
Is it art at all, Chris, because it's the movie?
Movies are art.
Even though MoMA might disagree with you on that.
Yep. That is true. See? It did make me rethink stance, thanks to MoMA releasing this, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
MoMA stands for something I can't be recalled.
The Museum of Modern Art.
Yeah. Which I don't know about the credentials if they're putting movies in it. But
I don't know about your credentials.
Oh, they're bad.
Yeah.
It's just the corner he peed in.
No, Basket Case is fun. It's a goofy time. It's, real dumb. I like when the guy yells about murdering his own kids. That's fun.
Murderly urdering, Chris.
Yep. Stupid.
You could do worse. Lord knows we have.
Yeah.
Much, much worse.
So much. It's true.
It's on Tubi. I mean, like all good things are these days, it seems.
All the good shit's on Tubi.
Yeah.
It's also in 4:3 for reasons that make zero sense to me. Weird. I don't know. Watch it or don't. I'm not the boss of you. What do you think, Troy?
First, I'd like to lead us all in a group activity. I believe we...
I didn't wash up or anything today.
No. We. I think, like you said, you suggested this one. Can we do the group...
All dabbing the Chris's face.
Dab on
so,
me.
One, two... Three, dab.
Oh, God. That was every bit as unpleasant as I thought it would be.
Also, this was my first time watching Basket Case. I enjoyed it.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah.
I'll be damned. I didn't know.
It was the very first time. I enjoyed it. It's a bunch of dumb garbage, but enjoyable dumb garbage, as most of the movies we watch are. I say watch it. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely well worth the time. And the effort, which is the effort, is going to Tubi and watching it.
Right.
So yeah, I say watch it. Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do number ratings on this one. So how do you feel about this movie?
This is fun. I first saw this like in high school when I think I wasn't cool enough to understand how fun it is, but I am older and cooler now, and so now I think it is fun.
I'm mostly just older.
Yeah, that too. This occupies like a fun little corner in. Like old school horror that I think is worth checking out if you're a fan. So it's moves along pretty briskly. It's weird enough, even when you're not watching like some ridiculously silly kill by a meatball monster, and all the like the extras, all the people that live in the hotel and shit are fucking wild.
Yeah,
so, like that's pretty fun. Yeah.
There's the Muslim guy. There's the guy who's either Jewish or Hispanic.
He's like not committing to either all that hard. Yeah,
he's Hispanic.
And then we didn't even mention there's two scenes of really bad stop motion.
Yeah.
Where we get to watch like meatball guy destroy TV, and it's like instead of doing like you know 12 to 30 frames a second, they do like. Four. So he just kind of like jitters around the room amazing. Like poorly, and it's kind of fantastic. So yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had here, and it's one of those iconic movies that I think everybody should see. So yeah, good.
Would you say it's lit, fam?
I would say it is lit, fam.
See, Chris,
all the way.
That doesn't suck like you. He says lit, fam.
Lit, fam.
So what are we watching next week, Chris?
don't know.
Our own decline.
No, I believe we're going to watch Near Dark because we didn't do it this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, we're going to watch Near Dark because we were supposed to already do it, but
I think that was supposedly his real cousin, Brett Sontag, who suggested that one.
Well, that's my cousin.
Supposedly.
You can smell the boner jinxes down here.
It's, yeah, it's gross.
This, like, boner this garage is bleach and pancake
boner
jinx for some reason.
And cigarette smoke.
See, Christian knows you said that. You're the fucking worst, bro.
Yeah, audibly, I said that.
I heard it.
That's why it's up there.
So, Horse Lanta, other people want to suggest some movies to us. How would they do so?
You can ask that little paperclip guy from Microsoft, remember?
Clippy?
Yeah, he'll tell you about Slaughterhouse Princess.
First book of flight.
You can find us on...
Get to Undisclosed Ohio.
CBG, and then Discord Chris, ask him to pick you up.
Yeah.
You
and
can
make
find
very
us on
little
the
eye contact and certainly don't touch
Princess.
Him, goddammit.
Yeah.
I get real he's skittish. You don't want to... Boner jinx.
Goddammit.
You don't want to scare him off before he gets you all the way to your hotel.
Yeah. He won't take you back to CBG, but he'll pick you up.
Yeah. After that, you're on your own. It's like when you're, like, you know, 1800s and you turn 15, they give you an axe and tell you to head west.
Good
luck.
That's my plan
man.
To get home.
I don't know, manifest destiny or something, I guess.
I feel
whatever.
Like I could find my way to be in control of a car with an axe.
SlaughterhousePrincess.com, Facebook, and Patreon. We got Discord, too.
By your standards, it's bad.
It's pretty good.
And we're on MapQuest.
Check us out on MapQuest.
Yeah.
Give us a Yelp review.
Yeah, we hit seven clues in this episode to give you Chris's address.
Or if you go to 320 East Main Street, Lebanon, Ohio, you can get an Airbnb.
There you go.
Yeah.
So take part in our ARG to find my house.
If you hit the cemetery, you've gone too far.
Oh, yeah.
And while our podcasts think about movies, I guess we'll just continue to drink about movies.
Bye!
Pig farm.